the edge. I think you can say like this, that the more pressure appears in the society, I mean for the government, maybe financial, political, this and that, threats from outside, and so on, criminality, the more the governments tend to modify their idea about what democracy and freedom is. That you become free only to have the right opinions and say and do the right things, the democratic things, the, you know, all these nice words that they make. I mean, this is just basic art of how to get citizens, get people to where you want them. You could say basic propaganda, right? You charge words with different emotional meanings, emotional energies, and then when you positive or negative, and then when they are used and you go blank, you react in a certain way. So there are all these techniques that you can learn if you study, you know, political, military, whatever, propaganda, how it is crafted. I mean, some people today don't even know that it exists, what to speak of, what it actually is. I think it's just some posters in all communist countries, propaganda. But now this is being more and more used for correcting our worldview, for shaping the cosmos that we find ourselves in the way they want it to be, because it suits, you know, I'm talking about those who are leading this show, because it suits their purposes. I mean, it might suit business purposes, profit making, political purposes, keeping a country in order, military purposes, getting you to go out and fight or to support the latest war somewhere, and so on. It's just how it works. So I think we should just be aware of that, first of all. But then also, you know, like you have people like Henry David Thoreau, or Ford Emerson, Henry David Thoreau, there in the mid-19th century in the U.S., one of the transcendentalists, he wrote this famous verse that if you find your government doing wrong things, you shouldn't, you know, you should be non-cooperative, you know, this non-violent, what is it? Non-cooperative movement that also Gandhi made, it came from there really. So I think we need to learn from those people, because in democracies we need to be responsible citizens, and we do have the right of our own opinion. We have the right to question the narrative, the version of reality even, that we are being presented with. But you know, it's hard, for instance, for us to deeply and radically question the worldview, you know, all the depth, all what it contains, you know, everything that is, that our lives are resting on, that we've got from our parents and from childhood and school and all, you know, so childhood we're very moldable. So it's a challenging thing. And the more you have been molded like that, uncritically, some people, they remain like that all life, you know, little like children. They just trust the parents, the government. But, you know, nowadays, can you? And if you doubt that you can, then, you know, it's time to wake up here. And that's what we're trying to do in this channel.